You're listening to SBS News.
From 1996 to 2001, the Taliban held power over the majority of Afghanistan. During that era, girls and women were denied an education and excluded from public life. Women seeking an education were forced to attend underground schools, and teachers risked execution if caught. Since the Taliban took power in Afghanistan, the world has been watching closely to see if history will repeat itself. While they claim they will rule differently when it comes to their attitude towards women, in recent days an all-male government was formed. Afghan women have been banned from participating in sport, and the Taliban has used violence to threaten women protesting for equal rights. Overnight, Afghan Acting Higher Education Minister Abdul Baki Haqqani announced women can continue to study in universities, but classrooms will be gender segregated and Islamic dress is compulsory.
The policy of Islamic Emirate is that female students can continue their higher education, but with hijab and inside Islamic Sharia laws, if it is up to a bachelor degree or master's degree or PhD. The Islamic Emirate is committed to having a positive vision towards everything which is not in conflict with Islam and national values in any walk of life. In the field of education, anything which is not in conflict with Islam and the national values, the Islamic Emirate will not be against it.
The Taliban, who subscribe to a particularly strict interpretation of Islamic principles, laid out the new policies in a press conference. Mr. Haqqani announced a new, highly criticized rule that will forbid men and women sharing a classroom.
The universities must have the capability to have separated buildings. The first solution is that there must be separated places where boys can be separated from girls. Or the second solution, there should be separated timings, specified timing for boys and specified timing for girls. Or the third solution is that if there are fewer female students in such a situation, there must be a petition in the class.
Previous to Taliban rule, female students did not have to abide by a dress code, and universities were co-educational, with men and women studying side by side. A compulsory dress code for female university students will be enforced. Hijabs will be mandatory, but Haqqani did not specify if that meant compulsory headscarves or also compulsory face coverings. In retaliation, Dr. Bahar Jalali, founder of the first gender studies program in Afghanistan, began a Twitter movement where Afghan women have been hashtagging Afghanistan culture, do not touch my clothes, and Afghanistan women, posting tweets of them in traditional colorful dresses or casual clothes. Dr. Jalali has previously tweeted, "For 8.5 years, I taught at the American University of Afghanistan as a faculty member and academic administrator. I founded the first gender studies program in Afghanistan's history there. All our work, hopes, dreams, progress, only to have it snatched away so needlessly." Back home in Australia, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has denounced the Taliban's treatment of females.
"For 20 years, we have worked with the international community and the people of Afghanistan to ensure that the circumstances for women and girls in relation to education, participation in the workforce, the protection of their basic rights were preserved and in fact allowed to grow. And there are many women and girls who attest to the achievements of those two decades. And Australia stands with other members of the international community in seeking to ensure that that is not wound back and the participation of women and girls in their own right, in a just way in the community, is allowed to continue."
Qatar's foreign minister is the first international visitor to Kabul, and he met with Afghanistan's interim prime minister. The support of technical teams from Qatar and Turkey has made airport operations possible. The airport was put out of action after the United States and allied forces left Afghanistan last month, but was able to resume domestic flights within the 5 days of the final evacuation. Molavi Abdul Hadi Hamadan, general director, Kabul International Airport.
"The number of flights is increasing day by day. I can say that we had some international flights as well. There were flights of humanitarian aid by friendly countries to the people of Afghanistan."
Ghulam Jalani Wafa, General Director of Flight Safety Standards, Afghan Civil Aviation Authority, says that Qatar played an integral part.
"Aviation authority plus local specialist worker. They have start working day and night and very hard work. For technical issue, you know, you're in the picture that the Qatarese team came from Qatar in order to assist us. And they started from the communication system to recover Kabul tower communication or tower control communication with the aircraft.
A large number of Afghans are stuck in India, Turkey and the United Arab Emirates, who are said to be eagerly waiting to return to their homeland. There are 2 domestic and 8 international airlines which have flight contracts with the Kabul International Airport. The airport is fully prepared for the flights, but the operations are tied to international aviation conventions. However, some technical issues still exist for operating international civil flights carrying travellers. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.